War on Cars, Sadiq Khan's government drafted plans for green tax on miles driven. By Kurt Sindelka on August 27, 2023. Far-left mayor of London Sadiq Khan's government reportedly crafted plans that could see drivers taxed per mile that they drive in the city utilizing the deeply unpopular ultra-low emissions zone, ULEZ, cameras to enforce the plan. According to a report from the Mail on Sunday, it is an open secret that Sadiq Khan's City Hall has been actively working on drawing up options on how to further tax the use of cars in London, including taxing every mile driven, as well as other mechanisms to impose green levies depending on congestion levels and the amount of pollution emitted per car. While Khan and the Labour Party have denied the plans, a document allegedly produced by the Mayor's Office and Transport for London, TfL, unearthed by the paper stated, new technology could be used to integrate existing schemes such as the congestion charge, LEZ and ULEZ into a smarter, simpler and fair scheme that would charge motorists on a per-mile basis. The document, which was reportedly a part of the consultations surrounding the ULEZ scheme, continued, different charging rates would apply depending on variables such as how polluting a vehicle is, the level of congestion in the area and access to public transport, adding, we are now starting to explore the potential for future road user charging. Reform UK London mayoral candidate, who will challenge Khan in next year's elections, Howard Cox said, ULEZ has always been a front for a future pay-per-mile taxation plan. This dishonest mayor has always known this unpopular way to fleece drivers was his aim. Khan's office denied the report, saying that it was complete nonsense and that a pay-per-mile scheme is not on the table and not on his agenda. However, a report from the TfL says that by 2026, the London government will look to introduce a new charging mechanism based on distance, for example km or miles, travelled and other factors. The revelations come as Khan's low emissions zone scheme is set to be expanded to all boroughs of London on Tuesday. The green car tax, which was initially imposed for drivers entering the city centre, will now charge drivers between £12.50 to £27.50 per day if they drive in London, sparking outrage among working-class people who need to commute in and out of the city to earn a living. Khan has argued that the government should provide more funding to offset the fees for those who can ill afford the tax, telling the PA news agency, if clean air is right for them, then why isn't clean air right for London? Why has the government given no support to London? I'm disappointed at the lack of support from the government. I'm disappointed that they seem to be weaponizing air pollution and climate change. A growing protest movement has budded in London against Khan's planned expansion of ULEZ. At the same time, there has also been vigilante action taken by some, targeting the cameras used to enforce the tax. According to a report this week, 9 in 10 of the license plate reading cameras in one neighborhood of London were destroyed by the so-called Blade Runners. The growing anger over governmental restrictions to supposedly stave off climate change has done no favors for Mr. Khan's polling numbers, with the London mayor now having a negative 12% favorability rate. According to a survey from YouGov, just 40% of Londoners hold a favorable opinion of the mayor, compared to 52% negative. Of those who voted for the Labour Party in 2019, just 62% hold a favourable view of Khan, compared to 33% negative. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.